This is all about efficiency and saving money. And like any business, if you come to the table with more money, you can generally get a better price. And that's what this is all about, is bringing what we are already buying in terms of licenses, bundling that up, and being able to go to the vendors representing a bigger customer. And generally, bigger customers get better prices.
Previously, how were you guys buying software? Was it just each command was buying
each
what they needed?
Each command bought the software on their own inside the Navy. The Marine Corps actually had executed a Marine Corps enterprise contract. And one of the things we saw is that when they did that, they got a better price. So our acquisition guys and us looked at this and said, hey, if we do this Don-wide, we could probably even get a better price. And that's the whole thought behind this.
When I look through the memo, you list about 15 enterprise-wide agreements that you want to put in place, proposed list, big names, Microsoft, Oracle, Cisco, EMC, IBM, I could go through the whole list. So those are the ones that you're targeting, or those are the ones that maybe you have in place but you want to expand? Give me a sense of what that list means.
No, those are the ones that we are targeting for enterprise licensing agreements. The first one that will probably be in effect is Microsoft on our schedule, simply because by when we looked at what contracts were coming due, when we were beginning to execute this, Microsoft kind of from a schedule standpoint fell out as one of the first ones that would that we should execute. So none of these are in place yet. The Marine Corps had a enterprise agreement with Microsoft, and we are really trying to build upon that. And the Marine Corps Program Office is actually leading the effort for the Department of Navy on this.
Talk a little bit about that savings. Do you have a percentage? A lot of times when GSA and DOD worked on the Smart Buy initiative, which was this idea of enterprise license agreements, they said we could say we're going to save 2 to 20% or 30 to 60%. Do you have a range in there about how much savings you think the Navy and the Marine Corps can achieve?
Rather than give you a range, I think that, because we've done a lot of work on this one, I think that we believe we could save, you know, in excess over the FYDP of $100 million.
I've heard that term before, FYDP.
That's the five-year defense plan. So it runs basically from FY13 till the end of FY17.
Okay, so over that five-year period, $100 million in savings. Now, one thing that comes to mind is I bring up Smart Buy, and I know, for instance, the DoD has an enterprise software licensing office. Are you looking at some of the existing?
Absolutely.
Give me a sense
Absolutely.
Of how that's going to play
well,
in.
Well, we look at what the enterprise licenses are available at the DoD level, and if there is an enterprise license that's currently available, we look at the size of that contract. Is it truly everybody in DOD? Does it represent a big base? If it does, we will look at using that. Now, the list of candidates here, there are not, to date, big DOD enterprise licenses on that. So we're proceeding with Don licenses, but we're also talking to the other services. So that as we go forward this, if the other services look at this and think it meets their financial picture, you could actually do a broader license than just the Don. But that's a service-by-service, military department decision.
And what about Smart Buy? Because that's supposed to be government-wide, and it has Oracle on it. It has some of the big wigs on it.
Smart Buy does some things, but what we're trying to do is take everything we do with a company. So Oracle's a good example. We spend money for services, we spend money for software, and we spend money for hardware. So what we'd like to do is get a single enterprise agreement with Oracle that says these are the prices you'll be charged for every piece of what you buy through Oracle. What Smart Buy has is, like, there's a Smart Buy for some pieces of the software, there's a Smart Buy for some pieces of the hardware. We're trying to bring all of that together so that we basically, again, we negotiate with the biggest amount of money, presenting the biggest customer face to the company that we can. That's classic business. The more you bring to the table, generally the better you can impact the price.
The other issue around this, I guess, is enforcement. Commands, they're worldwide. You guys have commands in so many different places who have so many different software needs. And let's face it, everybody uses a computer. How do you ensure that when a command goes to buy Microsoft Word, the latest version, or goes to buy Active Identity or Symantec, how do you ensure that they're buying it from that enterprise contract?
That's the reason I think you saw the memo that was signed by Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Finance, Ms. Commons, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for basically acquisition, Mr. Stackley, and myself, because the team, no matter whatever command you're going to do this at, the team that's going to buy this is going to be kind of your CIO, your comptroller, and your contracting authority. So what we have done is put a memo that's signed by the top people that control that out to all of the commands in the Marine Corps and Navy that say, these are the rule sets. Here's what you must do. So contracting officers, you must follow these rules. Comptrollers, you must check to see that this rules. CIOs, you must present your buy. So I think what we're doing here is we're capturing all the people that are involved and making sure that all of them understand the rule sets, which gives us a pretty good chance that, you know, let's say two of them remember and one doesn't. I still have two of them remembering. So we have done, I think, a very good effort here with the memo to make sure, A, everybody understands it. It got widespread dissemination, and the top people in the Department of Navy who control each of those areas are clearly on board with this.
This is something that's going to take a little bit of time to set up. What happens in the meantime if I'm a command and I need a new Symantec product or a new Adobe product? Am I able to buy it, or do I have to come through your office to get a certain permission?
Well, two questions there that you ask and you may not know it. So first of all, we already had policy out that says if you're going to go buy a large amount of money on software or on anything, you're going to buy anything IT, and the services has some varying amounts of money. But in every case, if you're going to spend over, you know, $500,000, each of the services at the Deputy Don CIO level must approve that, regardless of what, not just software, everything. So you have that approval process. And then the other thing we're doing is timing the contracts. So we have good visibility on, through the contract database, who's buying Adobe, when those expire, and what timeline. So if we have the contract in place, then they have to buy it on the enterprise. If, say, somebody has a mission need right now, it's expiring, we don't have it, they buy it off whatever vehicle they bought off last time, but we know that, and the next time that comes for renewal, they would have to buy it off of the enterprise contract.